When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/etm and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/etm. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton-Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking when investing makes an impact with Swell.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton-Game. It will expand your brain.
So I can't tell you how many people, even just over the last couple of months, who have shared with me that they're really interested in starting to invest, but they would love to invest in companies that are actually making an impact. I think this is a very millennial theme that we see a lot, right? You know, whether it's your career or an organization you work with, or even doing, you know, impact traveling where you're going on giving back type vacations. There's a real sense that, especially I think younger millennials really want to change our world. And I think that's incredible and that's awesome. And I think it's so inspiring that, you know, generations are rising up and saying, hey, you know, we're really committed to doing impactful things. And, you know, it used to be a few years ago, I think we wouldn't have thought about impact investing. Like, what is that? And there's certainly been a lot of articles that have come out over the last couple of years about, you know, if you invest in socially conscious companies, are you going to get as good of a return as if you just invest in, you know, regular, I would say, quote unquote, right, regular mutual funds, the ones that we call kind of know of, I've heard of. And, you know, I think that's what really got me excited about talking to Dave Fanger from Swell was they have a method of combining their investing expertise with their super deep passion for impact. And they are really focused on six key sectors, right? Green tech, zero waste, healthy living, renewable energy, clean water. And this is awesome. I love this, disease eradication. So funds that are in all of those different areas that are impact investing and drum roll, you know, have potentially high returns. So I had a chance to chat with Dave all about Swell. I think this is a really cool company to talk about, at least to bring your attention to. I think you should definitely pop on over to their website if you're into socially conscious investing and see what they're up to. Tell us a little bit about Swell and kind of how it works.
Yeah, sure. So it's an impact investing platform. So it's looking to deliver on both profit and purpose. So when somebody is coming to invest at Swell, this is really about a way to invest in their financial future that can be consistent with their values and the planet. And so at Swell, we're focused on many of the pressing social and environmental challenges out there, like disease eradication, clean water, and renewable energy. So we have surfaced through our process, our engaged impact criteria process, companies that are really poised for growth with great solutions in their core business that are really going to, you know, solve a lot of these leading challenges that we find today. So when somebody visits our site, they're going to have an opportunity to go around the site. It's quite transparent. It's quite approachable. They can learn a lot about the impact content we offer on the site and the portfolios that they would be invested in. So I think that's part of the great opportunity here is the education that they receive on the site to really help them to become a more informed investor before even signing.
Yeah, I think that's great. I think that's really important. You know, a lot of the listeners on the podcast, you know, they're either new to investing or, you know, they're maybe late 20s, early 30s, and they know they should start investing, but it just seems so confusing.
Yeah, and we really found that in the user research over the past couple of years, talking to this audience that really wanted to invest, but a lot of the times it just wasn't that approachable or even easy to understand once they were on some of the other online sites. So we really took great care for those who visit the site that I think we've heard even early on here, the feedback has been just that. It seems to be simple to understand, and we're really getting the message across. But really for the first time ever, people are seeing from an impact standpoint, what the companies are doing to really make an impact. So we've allowed for each company in the portfolio for you to actually click on the companies and see one by one what they're doing in the space with their core business. Because at Swell, which is very unique to the other impact providers, we make sure that each company in all of our portfolios really has revenue in their core business that's tied to these impact themes that I mentioned earlier, such as clean water and disease eradication and renewable energy.
Yeah, I think that's great. I'm particularly interested in, I read your bio about disease eradication. Tell us a little bit about that, because I think that's, you know, we hear a lot about clean water and renewable energy and those sorts of things. We don't hear a lot about disease eradication.
Yeah, that's actually one of the UN, United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, is really around health and well-being. And so there's in those goals themselves, it really gets into a lot of the major diseases we face, both non-communicable diseases and communicable diseases. And what can we do really to, battle a lot of these? And so for myself, this was, very close to the heart because I'm a type 1 diabetic. And I've had that, you know, throughout my life. And, you know, my family has really battled through with different family members and with close friends, cancer. So to me, disease eradication is something of importance, but also as one of the UN Sustainable Development Goals that's focused around this, it just brought it into what we're offering today on the Swell platform as just a need to have from a thematic portfolio perspective. So you'll find in there companies that are really trying to find solutions, cures, and treatment around things like cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. So I think it's a pretty powerful portfolio, and there's some companies in there that really stand out for me. One of them is Dexcom. You know, they're somebody that helps diabetics, including myself, with management of their blood sugar through their instruments. We've got a company called Blue Bird Bio, and they offer some great solutions that they're working on around gene therapy. We also have Vertex is another one that is doing a lot in cystic fibrosis. So I think as a user comes to the site, what's great is they can click through and see each of those companies in the disease eradication portfolio, what they're doing to help across this very large challenge that we're facing.
In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Talkin' Money under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress toward your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial.
Yeah, absolutely. And so if somebody is, you know, interested in a couple of these different areas, do they have the ability to invest in multiple areas?
Yes. Yeah, so when you visit the site, you can see from we actually have 6 thematic portfolios. So they'll be able to look through each of those portfolios and select, any combination of those themes to invest in. So they could choose one. It could be green tech, or they could say, I'm interested in multiple themes here. So they could select clean water, green tech, and disease eradication or healthy living. So yeah, they put together the combination, and then that gives them an opportunity to invest really and get a chance to be a shareholder, because these are all separately managed accounts. So that allows you to actually be a share owner in this with our minimum investment at $500. That provides you quite a number of shares to have access to at a low minimum.
And are you finding, just based off your research, that, people are really almost more engaged with social investing versus, you know, traditional Wall Street investing, you know, especially the younger generation kind of sees them as, you know, two-headed monsters. Are you finding from your research that this kind of impact investing is really helping people attach to the investing and want to do it even more?
Yeah, we're seeing that, you know, just as we saw in the consumer background that they wanted to shop with their values in mind, that this provides them a way to invest with those values in mind. However, we also learned and heard that they weren't willing to sacrifice returns to invest. So that was a key finding in our user research. So we knew as we built out Swell that this is going to be about impact and performance. So we make sure here at Swell that we have our impact analysis team, but we also have our professional portfolio management team that's really providing the institutional quality asset management that we found that when you're investing, even socially responsibly, that you're going to expect. So I think we've learned that, and we've built these portfolios out to really optimize for that risk return profile. That's done on the portfolio management side. And you know, I think when you visit the site and you check out the different thematic portfolios, you can see our running track record really since September 30 of 2016 and see for yourself the great performance that has been happening here on a number of these portfolios. So I think that's really the testimony is you've got a long-term perspective of investing, you know, in some of these, you know, the biggest challenges that we're seeing today socially and environmentally, and knowing that those are really the leading industries of tomorrow. So there's a long-term expectation of what you will return as a profit. But then there's also knowing you have this strong, diligent team that is managing it from a portfolio perspective, all while you're getting this great impact that's in all of the portfolios.
Yeah, very interesting. That's such a good point. And I particularly, you know, everybody always wants to know, well, what does this cost? What's the pricing? And I absolutely love your pricing page, how you actually put pricing in human terms. So tell us a little bit about, you know, what does it cost to invest with Swell?
Yeah, so all in, it's 0.75%, so less than 1%, and that's an annual all-inclusive fee that's applied to whatever assets we have under management with you. And that comes out, as you've noted, on our site to be about $3.75 at our minimum investment of $500 for the year. And as you note, that's, you know, kind of like a fancy cup of coffee at that price range. So that's kind of how it breaks out from a cost standpoint. And we purposefully put that on the site in that manner because, you know, there's a couple of things. One, you want to be transparent in what the all-inclusive fee is. We see from other competitors different fee models that aren't so transparent, and they don't really show through on what is the performance of my portfolio when you take into account, you know, that fee. So we wanted to be clear, and we also wanted to communicate it because we've talked to a number of users, and we'd often hear them really not understand what our basis points or what does that percentage mean. So putting it in terms of while they spend their money possibly on a daily basis, you know, around a cup of coffee, just trying to communicate it a little more clearly that this is the kind of fee that we charge here as well.
Yeah, awesome. I love it. So if the listeners are interested in learning more about Swell, where do they go? How do they sign up? What's the process for that?
Yeah, so they would check us out at swellinvesting.com. And there they can, as I was saying, visit through the site and check out the great content that's there. And if interested, they would then go ahead and sign up for an account, which really takes really a few minutes. It's quite a quick and easy process to go through. And then at that point, they're going to be able to create their own Swell mix of those thematic portfolios. And once their mix is created, then they just set up their bank link and they can be invested right then and there. And then the great part about it is the wonderful amount of content that we have across our social media, our email, investor relations that we send out, and then also on the site itself, just checking out, you know, everything we've got there around the thematic portfolios and the companies themselves. So it really is a straightforward, quick process to sign up. And I look forward to even receiving emails at DaveFanger@swellinvesting.com if there's any questions whatsoever from any of the users.
That's awesome. Well, thanks, Dave, for taking some time to tell us about Swell, and hopefully everybody will go over there and at least, you know, very, very least, get some more education and, you know, learn about what's going on in social investing.